You're listening to the IFL TV podcast in association with Lonsdale MTK Global, sponsored by William Hill. This is Coogan Cassis for IFL TV in association with MTK Global at PWR Gym here in Essex. Delighted to be joined by Mr. 8-0 Dennis McCann.
How you doing, Coogs?
Wonderful, thank you very much, young Dennis.
Looking wonderful as well, mate. Looking wonderful.
Well, you're too kind. You look quite a little bit about you. Don't worry about me, mate.
He is, yeah. I think he's having a midlife crisis with all the gear he's got on, but yeah. Don't look at me like that.
Adam Hart. Dennis, awaiting a date?
Awaiting a date to show some news in the next couple of weeks, or next week, hopefully. It's March time, definitely March.
Before I come back to you, Dennis, let's a little talk about, obviously, his career so far. And I think it's fair to say we've seen glimpses of the potential of Dennis McCann. We've not seen everything yet, which is obviously accepted. But this kid's going to go right to the top, Adam.
Yeah, he's going all the way. He'll be, I believe, he'll be a world champion within the next 18 months. Simple as that.
No pressure there. World champion within the 18 months.
No pressure at all. I showed that in the ring that I don't take pressure, to be honest with you. So I'll definitely be looking. That's my plan. That's my goal. 18 months, world champion.
Are you pleased with the amount of fights that you've had? 8 fights since you turned pro, what, a year and a half ago now?
I mean, I'm very pleased because MTK and Frank Warren has been doing a great job, because look what's been going on in the world with all COVID and stuff. I'm lucky to even get out and fight. You know what I mean? So if this never happened, I would have had a lot more fights, but it is what it is, isn't it? I'm grateful for it, very grateful.
Like I said, you've not had that many fights, but is it now a fight you need, kind of at this level that you're at, a little breakthrough fight, a slightly bigger name at some point this year, just to kind of show, right, let's see what Dennis McCann's really made of?
100%. Listen, I was going, my last fight, I boxed okay, 50% of me. Silly things going on behind the scenes and stuff, but this camp here is going very well so far, and I'm ready to put a statement on. Whoever it is, or whoever steps in the ring with me, is going to be sorry, put it that way.
Any names in mind for yourself?
Not yet, but it should be another step up. Not yet, but it definitely should be a step up.
What I really mean is, are there any fighters out there that you look and think, right, I'd like to test myself at him at kind of domestic level to see where I am at the moment as well?
Yeah, we offered Sean Cairns a fight and he said no. Sean McColdrick, he'd be a name I wouldn't mind fighting next, if I'm honest with you. He's got a good record and I'd like to do a number on him. And them kind of names, 11 fights, that kind of level, that's where I am at, the English level at the moment. I am obviously far above that, but for me to test myself and just to get some names under my belt, that's what I'm looking to do.
Feel any pressure? Obviously, people have talked so highly of you since you turned professional. You've had the comparisons with the great Prince Nassim Hamid, etc. Any pressure do you feel there that you have to go and deliver on what people are talking about?
Not really, to be honest with you. Listen, I train hard. I do everything right in camp anyway, so I'm always very, very confident. And I know, I don't think I've even lost a spar since I turned pro. And I spar kids 2-3 weights above me, 4 weights above me, you know what I mean? So sparring and fighting is 2 different things, but when I'm on the ball, I don't think there's any bantamweight out there that is good enough to lace me boots, if I'm honest.
And I understand you've just been introduced to TikTok, Dennis.
Yeah, my missus is famous on there. My missus is famous on there, so she got me on there. And I've been having a good crack in it.
Has your missus got more followers on TikTok than you?
She has. She's got 348,000 or 50,000. Her name is Kathleen Mooney underscore on TikTok. And my name is Dennis McCann underscore, so follow me.
So am I right in saying when you two go out, there's more people that could recognise your wife than yourself?
Yep, unfortunately, yes. Unfortunately.
So you need to use your brain here with this. You need to piggyback off all her ones.
I'm working on that. I'm working on that. I've got 17,500 followers in a couple of days.
That's not bad. That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
I'm using an abuser at the moment. Just get me way up there. You know what I mean? When I'm there, she can do one then.
Do you want to explain what TikTok is to Adam? I don't think he knows what it is. Do you know what it is, Adam?
He don't know what it is either. I do know what it is. I've got a 7-year-old daughter driving me mad with it.
She's got Adam wearing tutus and all she has, doing.
She has.
You could be one of them like dads on TikTok. That could be your one.
And so could you soon as well. So I'd pipe down if I was you.
But, yeah, exciting to see kind of where 2021 leads for Dennis Dechert.
Yeah, look, like we said, listen, pressure is part of where he's going to be going. So, listen, there is no pressure on him. He's just got to do... Dennis Matan's got to turn up on the night and do what he does, and everything will be...
Easy.
You know? So, listen, we're having... The issue that he... That with all the hype that has been surrounded him, that's where English level kids don't want to fight him. They don't want to fight him. It's as simple as that. Won't name names, but they've been offered the fights and they don't want to fight. As simple as that. So we'll choose a different route with him. We had the kid from Portugal last time. We will get him them step up fights, whether it's a South American or a tough Eastern
Mexican.
Europe, Mexicans, Eastern Europeans. He will get stepped up. And yeah, look, the next 18 months are going to be fun. Simple as that. He's a super talent. And we just got to make sure he's in the right fights at the right time. And people in the end won't be able to run from him, but it'll be a different level. It won't be at English level. It'll be at fringe world level or fight for world titles. Simple as that.
Dennis, is that the way you look at it, that fighters of a certain level just don't want to fight you?
100%. We've tried maybe about 25 fighters, haven't we, Ad?
The last fight, we went through 48 names to get him a fight. No.
40. How many people turned it down from 48?
47, by the sounds of things.
47. It was lacking up. It was hard work. Offering it to all sorts of people. No one wanted to fight. And yet again, we're finding this as we go through. And we've got to get him a step up. So the step ups might be a Mexican, it might be a kid from Argentina, it might be a kid from Russia. He will get stepped up. Whether it'll be a kid from England that has the balls to step up and fight him, who knows? But Dennis McCann will be getting step up fights.
That's what I want. Listen, I'm not in this game to mess around. I'm not here to play games. I want them big, hard fights and step-up fights. Well, on paper they have, but I want them kind of fights to progress me in my career, because there's no good kid beating journeymen, because we all know the journeyman at the end of the day, you know what I mean? So I want to get stepped up now and show what I'm really made of. No one's seen the best of me yet.
To be fair, that's been your attitude since you turned professional. You've wanted kind of gradual step-ups, but sometimes it's down to your management and your promoter, Frank Warren, to guide that, because you'll take any fight, let's have it, but you need to be matched correctly at the same time.
It's got to be the right fight at the right time for Dennis McCann's progression as a boxer. Listen, he can't jump from now to fringe world level. It's too much of a jump. We've got to take, let's say, four fights away. And if we have a good year, by the end of the year, he should be fighting fringe world level, hopefully. That's the plan.
That's the plan, mate. That's the plan. The main man said it there.
Okay. Well, Adam Hart, Dennis McCann, thank you very much for talking to IFL TV. We'll catch up with you again when you've got a confirmed fight date. I'll let you get on with your training. And, best of luck. You might even get on one of them Dubai cards.
Leave off. He's already been on to me about it.
I get on to him with that. I get that one.
He's been on me yesterday, wasn't it?
Yeah.
He's on me yesterday. They're all on me, every single one.
There's three shows announced as well.
They're all texting me.
We all know whose favourite is and who's they got on it. You know what I mean? Of all of us.
I get the Dubai picture, the poster, and eyes underneath.
So who's going to be on it now? Come on, be honest.
Listen, if
who's your favourite?
Do some more TikToks in Dubai.
Listen, if Frank Warren lets you on it, then
we can. Yeah, you need obviously get some permission from that as well.
Time to torture Frank now, isn't it? It's time to torture
get
Frank.
To Frank, mate.
Uncle Frank.
I'm going to torture him.
Dennis Adam, thank you very much for talking to IFL TV. I didn't see that there. Treadmill behind me. And we'll catch up with you again soon.
Cheers. Thank you. Cheers, Cokes.
Cheers.
Thanks for listening to the IFL TV podcast, sponsored by William Hill, in association with Lonsdale MTK Global.